The Milan Derby, a blow-by-blow account of Inter Milan's 2-0 victory against AC Milan. This blog has been shut down. Thank you for coming. These are the final updates from AC Milan and Inter Milan's first leg Champions League quarter-final matchup on May 10. In the first leg of the semi-final of the highest club championship in European football, Inter defeated cross-city rivals AC Milan 2-0. In the quarter-finals, Inter defeated Benfica, while AC Milan defeated Napoli. With 63 points, Inter Milan is 2 points ahead of AC Milan in fifth position in the Italian league. The two teams have now faced off 236 times, with Inter Milan taking home 88 victories and AC Milan 79. He threw himself down. In the 31st minute, a crucial choice was made. Simon Kjaer's challenge on Martinez caused him to go to the ground in the box, and Inter were given a penalty. But the decision was overturned when VAR instructed referee Jesus Gil Manzano to review the pitch side monitor. Manzano felt that Kjaer, who had seized Martinez's shirt prior to his fall, had not made enough contact. He sought to deceive the referee without a doubt. He hurled himself to the ground when he felt a touch on his waist, according to BBC Radio 5 live analyst and former Chelsea winger Pat Nevin. "I am happy the referee changed his mind," you might say. In contrast, some people remained unconvinced. "It is a punishment. An arm surrounded him and snipped. He is going to fall if he senses anything." Inter Milan were brilliant, but there will also be significant regrets due to the penalty and missed opportunities. "I think he kills himself by the reaction," Gerrard continued. "Technically, in my opinion, the punishment should have stood. The referee inspects and concludes that the reaction was not due to sufficient contact. He looks at the screen and notes the light contact.